Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD Banish Misfortune by Malcolm Dauglish and Gray Larson. We heard the title track, The Jig Banish Misfortune, with Gray Larson on the concertina. It's on Juneapple Records. This week on our program, we present part two of our feature focusing on the accordion. The accordion is as popular as ever, as its versatility becomes even more evident. We'll hear tunes from many different styles and traditions, and we'll open with the California band Euphonia, featuring accordionist Charlie Hancock. We'll hear Cotton Eye Joe from their recording The Old Jawbone on Tuxedo Records. More glorious music featuring the accordion this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Nobody danced like the Cotton Eye Joe. Cotton Eye Joe, Cotton Eye Joe. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Mama's at the window, Mama's at the door. She can't see nothing but the Cotton Eye Joe. Daddy held the fiddle, I held the bow. We played the hell out of Cotton Eye Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe, Cotton Eye Joe. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe, Cotton Eye Joe. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
Thank you. ye de ni bana nenge sanu ye de ni bana jarabi kanake dumunya daramine kanga ke nyogofe e dumunya daramine e kanga ke nyogofe e dumunya daramine.
All things are quite silent, each mortal at rest, as me and my true love were snug in one nest. A bold set of ruffians, they entered our cave and forced my dear jewel to plow the salt way. I begged for my sailor as I'd beg for my life, but they'd not listen to me, although a fond wife, saying the king must have sailors, to the sea he must go, and they left me lamenting in sorrow and woe. Through green fields and meadows we oft-times did walk, and with sweet conversations of love we did talk, while the birds in the woodland so sweetly did sing, and the young thrushes' voices made the valleys to ring. Though my lovers left me, I'll not be cast down. Who knows but someday my love might return, and will make me amends for my sorrow and strife. And me and my true love will be happy for life.
There are many songs in the English ballad repertoire that have to do with men who were forced to go to sea, oftentimes leaving their loved ones at home. All Things Are Quite Silent was collected by Ralph Vaughan Williams. We heard Luke Killen from his very first recording for Topic Records, Ballads and Broadsides, All Things Are Quite Silent, and he, of course, was accompanying himself on the concertina. And before that, from a strange little collection called World Music Produced in France, French Essentials 3. We heard Boubacar Traoré, who's from Mali. He's a singer and songwriter and guitarist, but has a darn good accordion player playing behind him. I don't know who it is. It's not mentioned on the CD. The tune we heard was Camus. That's on RO Export Records from France. And before that, we let off the set with The Old Jawbone, the recording from Euphonia, and we heard Cotton Eye Joe. That's on Tuxedo Records, featuring Charlie Hancock on the accordion. We're going to lead off this next set with a brand new recording from Smithsonian Folkways, the Los Tex-Maniacs. Cruzando Borders is the name of the recording, and this is a tune called Mexico Americano. Max Baca is the leader of the band. He's a bio sexto player, and his nephew Josh is the accordion player. Here are Los Tex-Maniacs on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Yo soy mexicano por destino.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1823. And remember, you can also get us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Banish Misfortune from Malcolm Dauglish and Gray Larson. And we just heard a trio of hornpipes, The First of May, Drunkard's Path, and On Kumra Don. Gray Larson was the concertina player. That's on June Apple Records. And before that, in this accordion program, part two, we heard the Argentine tango master, Astor Piazzolla, along with Gary Burton, the jazz vibes player, from the recording The New Tango. And we heard the title track, Nuevo Tango. It was recorded live at the Montreux Festival. That's on Atlantic Jazz Records. And before that, Bill Monroe, from back in 1945, he recorded Bluegrass Special. And at that time, Wylene, Sally Ann Forrester, was in his band. She was Howdy Forrester's wife, and he was away in the service, and he thought he would help the family by hiring her to play accordion with the Bluegrass Boys, and we heard Bluegrass Special. That's from an early collection of his on Columbia called Bill Monroe Columbia Historic Edition. And we let off that set with the new band Los Tex-Maniacs from their recording Cruzando Borders, and we heard Mexico Americano. And we heard Max Baca on the Bio Sexto, he's the leader of the band, and his nephew Josh Baca on the accordion. It's on Smithsonian Folkways Records. We're going to lead off this next set with John Cunningham on the fiddle and Phil Cunningham on the piano accordion. They were members of Silly Wizard. And this was recorded live back in 1986 in Cambridge, Massachusetts, from their recording Live in America. Hold on to your hat. Here are some reels. Thank you.
They took the fields of broccoli and o'er the heather height. She caught the rising moorcock and mapped him in his flight. Flea Bounty swept the bracken like a rustle o' the wine, but the brown air of Whitebrook kept leaving them behind. To me fodder all the day, to me fodder all the day. They bowled along to Rivenside and Towler led the pack, and never had a loiter with Towler on a track. They danced the royal music on Burton's Clough across, with the Sentney deep behind them along the Ashway Moss. To me fodder all the day, to me fodder all the day. They headed off as late pit, Mounty was a cry. That gallant town in answer rose amongst the moorgrass high. She shot her bolt, said Andrews, when he saw her break and fail. And he sounded, gone away, lads, down Bonnie Longdendale. They went that night to Borshurst, a hunting cup to fill. Says Andrews, merry gentlemen, this day we failed to kill. But so long as I be huntsman, I swear it now, said he, that the brown air of Whitebrook shall live in peace for me. To me fodder all the day, to me fodder all the day.
We just heard a track from one of my favorite recordings from last year, The Poacher's Fate, from Laura Smith and Ted Kemp. And a tune that I dedicate to my cat, Sam. He loves to sit on the back porch and watch rabbits in the yard. We have a couple of brown ones. That was The Brown Hair of Whitebrook from The Poacher's Fate, and that's on Broken Token Records. And before that, I was fortunate enough to see Johnny and Phil Cunningham play that medley a number of times as they came through our area. Unbelievable. It was outrageous. We heard a bunch of reels. I'll read them off, but you probably recognized half of them. The Humors of Tulla, Toss the Feathers, St. Anne's Reel, Lexi McCaskill, The Limerick Lasses, Jean's Reel, and The Musical Priest. That's from Live in America from Silly Wizard on Green Linnet Records. I'm going to lead off this last set with Bruce Desrapons and his recording Paradise and a tune called Accordion Music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you. It's amazing how the accordion works really well with old-time music. That was the Quartet J.I.I.G. featuring Ian Clark, Ian Robb, Greg T. Brown, and James Stevens. And we heard Angeline the Baker and Abe's Retreat from their self-titled recording on Fallen Angle Music. And we let off that set with Bruce Desrapons from his recording Paradise and Accordion Music. That's on Rounder Records. Hope you've enjoyed these 2 weeks of our focus on the accordion. We missed a lot of great players. We'll have to do it again sometime. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1823.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out